everyone, it's Kat Kruger, your Dungeon Master and Fantasy Rickroll aficionado. I hope you're enjoying the laughs and some of the more heartfelt moments so far. There's plenty more to come. The big news for us is that the Dames are going to Emerald City Comic Con this year. That's right, we're going to be doing our first ever live show. If you haven't bought your tickets yet, you'll want to catch us on Saturday, March 3rd at the Washington State Convention Center. Join the Dames as they behead or befriend monsters and punch creeps in order to collect loot. When we made the announcement, at Pinglet1013 on Instagram commented, "Super cool!" with 3 exclamation points. We are at least that many exclamation points excited about it too. For now, let's get back to business. The Dames have just wrapped up some downtime in Vandalin and are off on another quest in search of Sildar Hallwinter's daughter, who has gone missing in the Crooked Forest. Before we start again, let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Maris Mullaly. I'm a character artist, costume designer, and former archaeologist. You can find me online in various places at Fabric Alchemist. My favorite food is cheese, most kinds of cheese. And I'm playing Rose Lau. She's a human monk from the Shulung region, and she has come to Fandorlin to investigate something that her abbot read about in Volo's Guide.
Hi, my name is Jen Vaughn, and I am a comic book writer, artist, and game designer. You can find me online, not on the dark web usually, at The Genya. And my favorite snacks are anything in brick form. So also cheese, meatloaf, sometimes tofu. Yeah, just any bread. And I'm playing Riot, a tiefling ranger who is originally from Daggerford and was thrown magically from her home along with all her siblings and is on the road looking for them.
Hi, I'm Essie Holman. You can find me on the interwebs at Essie Charm. I'm a web content producer in video games, and when I'm not doing that, I'm playing D&D with awesome dames. I play Navar Moore, the half-elf warlock. She's got the Raven Queen as her patron. She's got a little raven sentinel buddy named Quoth that hangs out on her shoulder. Navar is she's a baby warlock. She's training up, and she's on a quest for the Raven Queen, although she's not 100% sure what that is yet, but she is all about the Raven Queen and is happy to serve her, so she's just kind of training up and seeing what's in store for her. And my favorite snack is probably seaweed, especially roasted seaweed. Any kind of seaweed, really. Actually, pretty much just Asian snacks, if I think about it. Yeah, it's pretty.
Hell yeah, Wajamayas. Let's go.
Yes.
Hot flakes.
We need a sponsorship from Wajamayas.
Yes.
Oh my god. Snacks? Dried spicy squid, please.
Oh. Yes.
And who are you, other person?
Other person, ghost voice. I am I'm Kat Kruger. I am chief wordsmith at Steampunk Unicorn Studio, where I write freelance for entertainment and gaming clients. I've been doing that for over 10 years, and I'm heavily into D&D. I write adventures, do some game design, and I'm going to be writing a lot of original content for the Dames. I don't know what my favorite snack is. I like food generally is my favorite snack.
Snack on all foods.
I don't want to discriminate against
equal opportunity snacker.
Yeah, yeah. If it's probably like a cheese based snack, whether it's like brie with pears or Cheetos. Like, I seriously do not discriminate.
I'm not expecting that last one.
Oh. Flamin' Hot Cheetos and champagne? Beautiful.
Yes, please. All right, so what we need to discuss is what you want to do next. Do you want to go directly to try to find the Crooked Forest, or do you want to go through halfway where you had the secret entrance from your last adventure in the Crooked Forest?
I'm pretty sure Navar is going to go for the secret entrance, even though it's no longer a secret to us.
No, yeah. We all know she's all about secret entrances. So
yeah, Riot's going to...
That's definitely her vote.
Riot's gonna put like a, like, you know, solid thumbs up on that way that might go by a bud, the tree sapling.
Yeah, creature. I feel like he'd probably be good to be like, hey, bud, did you see anything?
Mm-hmm.
Just cut that in. That'll be my conversation with him.
We'll do the whole show in post.
And I do believe that Lita has not paid us.
That is correct.
Yes.
Which you Rose isn't particularly concerned about, but she's just worried that she overstepped her bounds previously with Riot, so she's kind of making sure she's doing the math and like making sure we get paid.
Rose is just checking all the boxes.
Like, okay.
See, I did everything.
Riot made sure that Rose saw her kind of sharpening her horns at one point, just to know.
Whoa.
just you know, always keep everyone on their toes.
Clearly. Now, Navarre's all about doing a job and getting paid, so swinging by there is probably a good idea, because I believe there's a potion of healing Navarre would like to get her paws on.
Yes. All right. So, so you head to halfway. It doesn't take you very long. You head out in the morning, and by mid-morning, you arrive in the little town of Halfway, and you make your way to the Cumbute Inn. And as you're heading there, you note that the local residents are attending to their fields, and the few that you see in the streets sort of look a little bit wistful as you pass. But then you arrive at the inn, and you find it's closed.
I stopped to pet the dog that's next to the door of the inn. Yeah. He was barking happily. I had to go scratch his ear.
And as you do, you hear a voice say, "I hear tell you found that fool of a lordling you did." And you turn and you see Lita Rawlings. And
hi, Lita.
So Lita is a reminder, she's an athletic woman in her mid-20s with tan skin, brown curly hair. Unlike last time when she was dressed in really like a beautiful red gown, she's dressed in just average clothes this time. As she had said last time, the tavern had been open because there was a wedding taking place. "Have you come for your reward then?" She smiles knowingly.
"That would be fantastic, Lita.
How about you come in then?" And she takes this ring of keys, goes through it all, and then finally finds the one that opens the inn and opens it up and leads you inside. And there is the only public building in the entire town. And, you know, there, again, you can see like beautiful swords and ornamental shields and pole axes up on the wall on display. And she heads to the back of the bar and pulls out some a little pouch of coins and a healing potion. And she hands you 25 gold pieces and a healing potion.
All right. Navarre reaches out her arm. She says, a lady of her word. Thank you very much.
Do we give back one of the gold pieces so that there's three? It can be divided three evenly.
We
tip her for paying us.
Yes, absolutely. Riot's looking around at, you know, the dustiness, or a little bit of dust, and she did not remember why the Cumbute Inn was open last time. So, because, you know, all eyes on Lita. bad business right now?
Oh no, we're just a wee town, and I've many jobs around here. I'm the mayor, the barkeep,
what?
The constabulary, and a handful of other positions. I try to keep my eye on the comings and goings here, and one of the town folks let me know that you were coming through.
Wow, that's very impressive.
Well, you're not so bad yourself. She smiles. I try to keep up with what I can. This is a town with a storied history.
But it's a place that's worth staying, it seems.
Navarre turns to Lita and says, I've got a question. Have you seen any children hanging out around these parts, like near the Crooked Forest?
Oh, we've plenty of children around here. Lots of families who've lived in Halfway for eons now. The Blackwings, Honeyfoots, the Goldsmiths. not all related by blood, but you ladies should like to know, we are a matriarchal society here.
Love it.
Indeed. So much. Indeed. Each clan here is led by an honored matron. At the wedding you stumbled upon the other day, you might have overheard some of the stories they were telling each other. Mythic heroes and heroines.
Now I'm disappointed I wasn't paying closer attention. I was too busy playing the flute, eh?
At least you were upright.
Oh, one day I should like to adventure myself. You've really given me the inspiration to set off. A lot of folks around here tend to set off on their own, forget their grief, have adventures. My gran, Milita Silversong, for whom I'm named, she was a bard for a time. I still remember the tales that she told of the Sistern Circle.
Oh, the Sistern Circle. That sounds kind of familiar.
Riot shaking her head up and down. I read about them in a book. Or one in particular.
Oh, excellent. There are plenty of books. Perhaps Milita Silversong was one of the books that you picked up.
No, I haven't read her side of the adventures. That must be. Do you have a copy we could borrow?
Oh, I'll have to look in the attic and see if I can find something. It's been a while.
Are you also the town librarian?
Oh, the town isn't large enough for a library. We just lend books to each other, that sort of thing.
In this poor provincial town.
Yes.
Sorry.
I don't know whatever you mean.
Something just came over me.
Looking at you lot, you know, legends are oft times larger than the heroes they're on about. But I suppose you're making your own legends now. Good on you.
That would be pretty cool. I mean, personally, I think it'd be pretty sweet to be a part of a tale that gets told through time.
Can I pull you a flagon of ale while you're in town? Or are you, do you have other business to get to?
Lita, straight to my heart.
I do think we should get, well, okay, if you insist. I just assume that Navarre has already just, like, sat down.
Basically, she's leaning on the bar.
Okay. Riot holds one talon above her thumbed talon. Just to show, like, just a little bit, not a full one for either any of us.
Navarre, like, huffs and, like, rolls her eyes playfully. Fine.
Well, Lita is just, like, smiling very sweetly at Riot, and she pours the amount that you've asked for.
Exactly.
Just a sip.
just a fish's lungful, thank you.
And Riot, I put aside something for you, because I felt rather poorly that that your friends here, they had the cheeses that they wanted, but you left without empty-handed. So she pulls from one of the shelves. It's a wax sealed little circle of cheese.
It's not brick shaped.
It is not brick shaped. But it is a blue cheese, and it's the finest in the region.
Oh, I do love this. Oh, this is gonna be. I'm just gonna. Can I pay you a couple silver pieces for this? I feel bad.
No. She's blushing now and just, you know, batting her eyes, and it's a gift.
Rose is just like beaming. She kind of just leans into Navarre and like elbows her and like. Smiles, kind of looks at her, looks back at Riot, and looks at Lita, and looks at Riot, and looks back at Navarre.
Navarre is smirking, but she's also, like, trying to get a whiff of the cheese, even though, like, it's not for her. So she doesn't want to make it inappropriate that she's, like, fawning over, like, Riot's gift. But she also is, you know, admiring it from afar.
Yeah. Well, Riot's gonna cut up a little bit for everyone right now, because cheese is Cheese goes best with a sweet mead to wash it down and and friends to owe you future cheese. Does one of us have that sketch from Sildar of Alana, or did he keep that?
Well, it was in his wallet. I didn't take it.
I mean, we're returning the real thing, so I assume he'd be cool with giving us a paper version.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so one of us
pulled
had it.
Detective style.
Yeah, we'll put slide it across the bar towards Lita.
So, was this one of the kids you saw in the forest?
Oh no, that's Sildar's lass, isn't it? Elena?
Have you seen her lately?
No, she only comes around with her pa. I haven't seen her lately.
Do you ever hear about children going into the Crooked Forest? Is that a pretty common occurrence?
Oh no. The reason we have the secret entrance is, you know, for the grown folks to go through there. The children are warned not to go through there, especially on account of all the missing persons, like our Lord Merryweather and that sort.
Funny you should mention missing persons.
More money if we don't mention that.
Navar just chugs some ale.
I'm sorry, were you going to give me some cheese, Riot?
yes. You know what? Lita's good. Lita's cool. Right?
I'm looking at, sorry, this is a podcast. You can't see my eyes. Riot's looking at Rose like, we can tell her, I guess. Like, she's cool. She gave us cheese.
always trust a person with cheese.
I mean, she's not technically the count. I mean, she's this town's council, but she's not the other town's council.
Oh, you know what? That's correct. Right.
Yes.
No, you're very true. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, Rose. Please continue.
I have forgotten what I was going to say, Riot.
Speaking of missing,
Lita's probably super confused.
I know. Lita's just like, you know, just sitting there sipping on her tiny little glass.
Are you here about another missing person, perhaps?
We seem to be right detectives at this point. Regular private eyes.
Yeah, Sildar has lost track of Alana there, and we're trying discreetly to find her.
Oh, poor lass. She's not equipped to be out in the Crooked Forest. And she's alone.
She's got three dwarves. Dwarf friends.
He seems to think that she's got some accomplices that may have persuaded her into maybe making choices that would go against her better judgment.
I see. Children running off thinking they're adventurers.
Tell me about it. The bar sort of like nudges everyone with her elbow because she's probably the youngest.
Well, you ought to be off then. I'm sorry our visit was cut short, but you really don't want to waste time. Who knows what's out there? I mean, there were goblins. I don't know if you saw them. When you rescued Lord Merryweather, but goblins and all sorts of creatures that Volo has accounted for.
Navar got a very close look at the goblins.
Yeah, I had a close encounter with the goblins. They were all right.
But you're right, we should definitely, I guess get moving.
I'm a proper adventurer though, right? I'm equipped, I'm taller than them. These children.
We don't have to get into who here is the tallest and if that means that you're better, you know.
No, I just mean from a goblin perspective.
Oh yeah, I guess. I was gonna say. Sorry, sound like you're being sizist, so.
Oh never. And then she passed Rose on the head.
Thanks, Navar.
Well, I'll show you. I'll show you around to the trapdoor again, and I hope you find her,
Anyhow, I hope you find her safe. Poor lass. And so she takes you around back again and opens up the secret passage for you.
Thank you so much, Lita. Well, we hope to see you again in circumstances that don't involve looking for a missing person.
Oh, I hope a day comes when that's the case again. It's been rather busy here with all the folks coming through. Yeah. But I do wish Alana well, and I hope that Sildar's not too worried.
I mean, I kind of like being employed, though. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, we're kind of good at this point. Yeah. So, like, if you hear of some, you know, another case, not that I want anyone to go to missing, but just keep us in mind.
But I would like to actually stay at the inn for a full drink.
Or more than one.
Not a sip. Well, yeah, more than one. Not a sip. Not a partial little in between the talons. I would like to enjoy another. The Bannock Brothers wine was fantastic. I'd love to try some more.
You'll drink your acorn cup full and you'll enjoy it.
Well, you're always welcome back in halfway. And her eyes are on Riot.
Ooh. I'm assuming that Rose and Navarro are kind of like wiggling eyebrows, but like trying to still be cool.
There's a tiny, tiny little shoulder shimmy that Rose does. and she just makes her way up the ladder of the secret passage.
Down.
Down.
Navarre flicks Lita a silver coin and says, thanks for the drink. You know we'll be back again sometime.
I hope so. Fare thee well.
So we go, so that's right. We go down this ladder and then up, then through the passage and then up the other ladder. Okay, yes.
Yeah. And it is rather dark down here. So Rose, if you would like to turn on your torch.
I am just going to grab the kind of the wing blade, shoulder blade of Riot and just follow along because really we're in a rush.
Okay.
Because this seems like a smart idea to do.
Alright. I
just
would
lift
like
your feet up, Rose, so you don't trip over any tree roots.
Yeah, maybe just make a little dexterity check.
Sure. Sure. Oh, whoa, hold on. Oh.
Is this the end of Hamlet? What's happening?
It might as well be.
Trip again?
This is where Rose dies. In a secret tunnel.
Did you crit fail?
I crit failed.
Oh my goodness.
Oh god. Okay, so Rose, you're walking along, you're trying to grip onto Riot, and there's a tree rut there, and you just face plant.
Again, I just completely miss her shoulder, and just down.
Do you say anything? She's choking on dirt at this point.
Ooh, right, turns around. Ooh, that is... Oh, God. Ooh.
Good news is I'm shorter than some, so I don't have to fall as far.
I'm gonna the taller you are, the harder your bones break, so good job.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Navarro reaches down and grabs a hold of Rosa's elbow and kind of interlocks it in hers and says, let's go.
Thank you.
All right, so you make your way to the end of the tunnel after a while, and then there's that other trap door that opens up, and then you are in the Crooked Forest, except it's not quite how you remember it.
Oh, right, because it kind of changes, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Is that entirely fair? I mean... Oh,
does that mean that we don't see Bud?
Not sure.
We have
to. Okay, perception check?
Let's go into the forest.
Can we look? How do I find Bud?
We keep walking towards the forest.
Yes, yeah. We go into the forest.
All right, so as a reminder, it is dimly lit here, and it's really densely packed with trees and shrubs and wildflowers and a few, you know, herbs that you probably don't want to pick.
I'm going to get one of my lightable torches and light that one with a flint.
Okay. Now, does somebody want to do a nature check?
Ooh, yeah.
That's probably the ranger's job. Mm-hmm. I have a negative in that. I won't even bother.
Ooh. Seven.
You're not really sure what's going on in the forest. It's definitely taking you in a different path than you originally went. So do you want to just sort of continue along with the
forest? Can I try to roll even though I have a negative?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you might crit. Oh, positive.
I got a 10.
Yeah, same deal. You can't really figure out how you would even get to Bud.
Yeah.
We're in a forest, that's all I know.
And it looks like there's just a single path forward, so we should probably head on that, otherwise we won't really make any progress toward Alana. Forward is better than no word.
All right.
The wise prophet once said yes. Can Riot pull out her glaive just for funsies and hold it in
absolutely.
Both her hands?
Yeah.
Cool. Blade pointed down, clearly.
Sure. If we're going that route, Navarre will unholster her hand crossbow and just hang on to it.
All right. So do you want to tell me what your order is then while we're at it?
Well, I'm assuming Rose is still hanging on to Riot, so...
Rose would like to be in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I probably can't stand next to her anymore with arms linked, so I'll just fall behind.
That's okay, fine. So it's Riot, Rose Navarre.
Yes. And Rose gets out her her quarterstaff. When she was back at the town, she had swapped her sword for a quarterstaff.
Ooh.
Oh, now we're quarterstaff buddies.
Now we're oh, yeah!
Mine has a fancy blue gemstone at the top, though.
Oh, mine's very plain. Mine's
it's
made
cool.
of wood.
We're still quarterstaff buddies. We just have different styles.
Yeah.
All right, so you basically just follow where the Crooked Forest is taking you. And what you see are bright spots of purple, yellow, and white that dot the forest trail. There are crushed violets, star flowers that have been heavily trampled on. But unfortunately, the trail sort of disappears as suddenly as it began. And worse, you see a bloody green ribbon caught on a nearby branch. It's about 7 feet above the ground. The blood is dark and wet, indicating obviously that somebody was hurt fairly recently.
Can we sniff the blood to see what if it's human?
Can Riot sniff the blood?
You mean dwarf?
Well, I think Alana's a human.
She's a human.
No, she's a dwarf. She's adopted.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
Missed that entirely. Okay, just kidding. Yes.
All right. Do you want to try a nature check again?
Great. Just yes, absolutely.
No, you got that's this. You got this. Just channel your ranger-ness.
You're one with the trees.
It's 10.
Oh, are you a noob class like me?
Yeah, we're all yeah.
What happens is a crooked forest is in fact a disadvantage to all of us all the time.
Ah, yes, that's what's happening.
As you're investigating this ribbon, you can actually see on closer inspection that there might have been it looks like maybe a claw mark or something on one of the trees that makes you suspect that there is a predator involved here.
Mm-hmm.
And that a potentially a dwarf's ribbon got 7 feet up.
Mm-hmm. As you're actually looking, you're seeing that, you know, there was that one ribbon and it was tied to a branch. And you can actually see as you're investigating the area that there might be some more ribbons sort of dotting the tree line.
Almost like a trail.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have a Hansel and Gretel kind of situation here.
Being so skilled as I am with the textiles.
yes.
I'd like to ascertain if this is a ribbon that's for one's hair, part of a dress, part of something else, like a wide ribbon for a hat, or just a tiny little ribbon for, like...
Sure, that would be, what, an intelligence check, you think?
Does my, like, proficiency in the tools matter at all, even though I'm not using any of them?
I'll give you advantage on it, because okay. you do have, yeah, proficiency in weaving.
Okay, so that would be 13.
Yeah, it looks like they're probably hair bows, okay. or hair rib, yeah, and you do recall that Sildar mentioned she, at the Bannock Brothers feast, he had mentioned that Elena was very into pretty ribbons and bows and very colorful things.
I think these were what she would have had in her hair. And they looked intentionally tied. Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah, so either she left this or somebody else left this with her ribbon, and I'm hoping it was her.
Yeah. And the ribbons do, like, kind of go higher and higher and higher into the tree line.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, they go up.
Yeah. Can Riot...
Hey, Riot.
Yeah, can... Sorry, not to OP the situation. Can I fly up? Or, well...
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I guess I don't have to roll to use my God-given...
How do you want to do it, though?
Yeah, because the trees are all choking the sky from our view, basically.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, they part a little bit, but they're pretty densely packed.
Okay. I guess I just fly up. Am I strong enough? Could I fly up with Navarre and Rose?
Oh, don't halfway? Worry about us. I'm very good with two solid feet on on tree root ridden ground. I'm just gonna hang here for a moment.
All right, Rose, I'll bring the fight down to you. How about, is that a good deal?
Sure, I will keep guard down here while you go explore upward.
Okay, I guess we should be whispering too.
Is that okay?
Yeah, and while Riot is gonna fly up, send Quoth with her.
But Quoth can go first, actually. Why don't we do that?
Oh, sure. We'll just send Quoth into a danger unknown. No, that's fine.
He's a magical crow, Raven. Raven, not a crow.
Okay, yeah. So I'll send Quoth up just to make sure, like, there's no imminent danger.
Okay. So he swoops up, and you see through his eyes, you're swooping up through the trees and the vines, and about 20 feet above the ground, you see, it looks like a series of scaffolding in the trees.
Hmm. And if he goes beyond that, does he see anything else?
Yes. He sees some platforms, and he sees some really horrid-looking creatures on each of the platforms.
What should I roll to recognize to see if I know what they are?
Probably again an intelligence check.
Okay. 12.
Let's see here.
We're doing great.
Y'all dumb.
Based on what Quoth is seeing, you can determine that these beasts are what are known as gnolls. They're sort of like these hyena humanoid creatures.
Okay.
Ooh.
What Quoth sees on each of the platforms is a different type of gnoll. So all on the western side there, on each of the platforms, you've got these hunter gnolls, and they look like I said, like hyena humanoid type of things. But a little more alarmingly to you is on some of the eastern side ones, there are these ones that look really skeletal. So what do you want to do?
I can confirm that there is nothing down here on the ground.
Well,
of course I can't see beyond my torch.
I'll have him come back and I'll relay what we saw.
Can we see if there is a ladder of somewhere under these trees now that we know kind of the configuration?
Yeah, sure. You can do an investigation check. As Quoth is sort of swooping his way back down, Navarre, you hear a laughter, and I want you to do an intelligence check to draw from your memory because it reminds you of something.
Ooh, 18.
So that cackling sort of laughter, it's a really animalistic laughter. All of a sudden you get these goosebumps because it reminds you of the dream that you had. And Riot, if you want to do an investigation check to see if there's any...
Yeah, 13.
You don't actually see any ladders or anything, but oddly, the trees seem to be reaching out towards you.
Like in motion?
Yes.
I'm going. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. This seems magical. I'm a forest ranger. It's not gonna hurt me. So I walk towards the tree boughs with arms wide open, but glaive still in hand. Glaive still in hands.
Yes. All right. So the trees sort of help you with your foothold. They can't actually help you climb up, but you know that they're there to support you.
I like wave back at Navarre and Rose and then like give him a thumbs up and then also a let's go up thumbs up.
Yeah, Navarre shrugs and just follows along.
I also put my glaive back. No, I've got wings. Yeah, I'm good. Sorry.
I'm going to put the torch in my mouth. Not the flame part, but horizontally in my mouth like a corn cob.
And eating monk.
Proceed up the ladder after my friends who can see so well in the dim light.
All right, so the trees are a little bit concerned with the fire, so they kind of like back away a little bit, but
I'm leaning back my head, if that helps.
Okay, they give you a little thumbs up.
Is there a flower on the end of the thumb?
No, there is not.
Okay.
All right, so how do you want to proceed up here? Like, do you want to just kind of continue up with the flow? Which platform are you heading toward?
I'm guessing if we're near the middle one that didn't have any creatures on it, we should probably start there.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yes, enemies from all three sides. Sounds good. Just kidding, let's do
it. We all just pick a direction and then...
Ooh, yeah. Let's go, yeah. Let's go to the platform without anyone on it.
All right, so you make your way up there, and it, you know, to anybody who is, like, an onlooker, it would sort of look like the trees were actually, like, boosting you up onto the platform. And then you make it to the platform, and are we in the same walking order?
I'm in the back now.
Oh, you're in the back. Okay.
Yeah, you then went out before me. All
right, so...
Oh, that's right. I did shrug and walk after Riot.
Yeah.
So Riot, an arrow whizzes past your ear and thwacks into the trunk of a nearby tree decorated with a garland of what you see are severed ears and teeth. Glancing up as you get up onto the platform, you see ahead of you there's like some yellowish bones and a plate of broken rusted armor. Once you get up here too, you're all instantly struck by this really sick smell of fresh corpses.
Oh.
And as you're sort of taking all of this in, you hear a scream of a young girl, and Navarre in particular, that scream is from your dream. And then you hear a really angry roar. And in the distance, up on the northeastern platform, there's a hyena, like a gnome, that shoves a young dwarf into a cage that's made out of bones and wood, and it's lashed together with a rotted string.
How
founder
Found one of them.
Because there was an arrow that that whizzed right by you there, one of the gnolls has seen you.
Mm-hmm.
Can we tell which direction looking around?
So the arrow comes from the north west of you, and there's like a hunter gnoll aiming his weapon at you, and so you are going to have to roll for initiative.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Boom, boom.
Navarre got a 9.
Right, got a 16.
12 for Rose.
Well, unfortunately, this Witherling actually rolled an 18. So the Witherling goes first. And you're up front. And it is going to go for you, Riot. That gnoll rolled a 19. And that hits Riot.
Dastardly. No.
Oof. All right. So it hit you for 5 points.
Whoa. What's the flavor? What organ am I missing now?
you just get an arrow right through one of your shoulders.
Through or not Riot! Stuck in? I'm going to say it's stuck in there, so I pull out a piece. And I like break it off. I break it right, breaks it off, and then puts it in her mouth and just chews it into splinters and spits it out. She starts walking.
All right. What are you gonna do? It is your turn now, Riot.
I'm gonna run all the way there, cause that's and I'm gonna roll to hit him with the glaive. Yeah, so I'm running over the bridge, probably as quietly as I can to not alert other people.
Yes.
Although I guess Rose's scream might have. yeah, I'm going to come at him straight with my glaive.
All right.
Going to be a 19.
That hits.
All right. He's taking some damage. Where would you say I hit him? Just so I know personally for me when I think about the fight later.
make it a like right in the body shot.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Torso. 7 slashing damage.
All right, so it like gasps and it's not really capable of communicating, but it just snarls really viciously at you.
Mm-hmm.
As it clutches its belly and Rose, it is your turn.
It is my turn. I am going to move very fast across the walkway to our northeast and take my quarterstaff and try to swing at the Witherling, that was called?
That's correct, yeah.
And see if I can try to knock it off the platform.
Okay, roll for your attack.
Okay. That would be 15 to hit. Or no, 20 to hit, not crit.
Okay, yeah, it hits. Roll your damage.
And that would be, I swung with 2 hands, so that's going to be 6 damage.
This thing is not looking great.
Woohoo! But I wasn't able to knock it off the platform, was I?
Let me see. Nope, you were not able to push it off the platform.
Fair enough.
All right, Navarre, it is your turn.
All right, Navarre looked around and saw that they're basically surrounded. And she decided, might be a good idea to cast False Life on herself. So she's going to go and grab a hold of her staff and go ahead and bolster herself with some extra hit points.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a whopping plus. Actually, that's a pretty decent amount. So she's going to get an additional 10 hit points.
Nice.
If she can kind of magically add on to herself. I guess that is my action. I can still move, yeah?
You can still move, yes. Okay. So if you want to follow Rose or Riot.
Yeah, I will tell you that. I will move across the bridge. And I've got my staff in one hand and my crossbow in the other still. Okay, so I guess I'm just at the edge.
Just ready to...
Just thrumming.
Basically, because I already did my action.
All right, so it is now the Knoll Witherling's turn, because you got in there and surprised him. and he attempts to swipe at you with a club, Rose, and does not make it. He just, like, completely, like, swings and misses and spins around. And
I do a little dance.
And it snarls again, because it's just... These are really vicious creatures. And then the Knoll Hunter that's on Riot.
Sounds like these creatures don't like the modern arts either.
Yeah. That was its critique.
Not only do I not donate.
All right, the Knoll Hunter, he tries to swing at you with a spear, Riot, mm-hmm. and misses the first time, but because he's a Knoll Hunter, he gets a second attack. And awesome. And misses again. And he's just like stabbing at you, really angry. But, you know, his midsection is also sort of bloody. So it is now your turn, Riot.
Ha ha. All right. I'm going to move and angle my body so that I'm in between him and, or he's in between me and the tree. That's coming up through the platform, correct? Mm-hmm. Would you say that?
Yep.
And instead of swinging my glaive, I'm going to try to stab him and keep his body and go through the body and put it into the tree.
All right.
11.
Weirdly, you kind of see that the tree reaches out for the Knoll, and you can roll again.
11.
the tree kind of droops a little, sadly. It was trying to help.
Yep. I'm just gonna move the microphone for a little more rolling space. Change it up, add some more chants. All right,
Rose, it's your turn.
I am going to take a second swing at this Knoll and see if I can't smash it to smithereens, this little skeletal face.
All right.
Ooh. 19 to hit.
It absolutely connects.
And 10 points of damage.
Damn.
When your quarterstaff smashes into it, it just, like, splinters into a bony pile.
Hopefully it does not come back. Not a reanimation thing, is it?
Is it dry bones? Super Mario Brothers.
Clatter, clatter, clatter.
All right, so this platform is Knoll free. There is a dwarf in the cage. The child is absolutely terrified, just crying.
Oh,
is it better for you to stay in the cage at the moment? Might be safer. But I'm gonna unlatch it. I'm gonna try to break that tether that had it closed, so that at least they can move freely. But stay here right now until we dealt with the other ones.
Okay. She just, like, nods her head and just, like,
yeah.
Is, you know, her face is just covered in tears and dirt. And
Navarre asks from across the platform, what's your name?
Her name is Grace.
Okay.
And it's not Alana.
No, but I think Sildar might have mentioned the names of the friends, and Grace is one of the friends.
Okay.
So, Rose just quickly has a thought and looks to see if one of the trees might be able to, like, take the child downward away from the battle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, Grace, can you go over here with the really friendly tree? See his nice woody face? they're very nice. They helped us up.
Okay.
You'll be safe on the ground. Just stay next to the trunk of the tree.
Okay. And then she just, like, goes with the tree, and then you see the tree sort of, like, wrap her up, and she sort of slowly, slowly descends, and then she disappears below the tree line.
She'll be fine. Totally fine.
All right, so you've safely rescued one of the children, and Navarre, what would you like to do next?
Looking around, is there any indication that the other gnolls on the other platforms have seen us?
You can't really get a clear line of them, so it doesn't seem that way.
Cool.
And the trees also seem like they're buffering some of the noise, and you don't know if that's purposeful or not.
Oh, nice.
Nice. All right, I would like to walk to the east and to the eastern part of that platform where that bridge is and see if I can get a clear line of sight of a creature on the next platform.
Okay, do you want to do a stealth roll to sort of quietly go over there?
Happily. Oh, it's a crit fail.
Oh no!
Okay. Two in one game!
Crooked Forest is not our friend.
No.
But it is because...
Bad juju up in here. The trees are, but...
Roll again, though. Let's see.
Oh, ooh, the trees. Oh, okay, they got my back.
Well, they're trying to.
Well, wow, okay, I didn't do much better.
But they keep you from falling off.
And impaling yourself on a blade of grass.
What did you get?
The total is 8.
Okay, so you do trip up a little bit, but somehow the tree sort of prevents you from falling down on your knees. But you do catch the attention of this other gnoll. And this gnoll, what Riot has on her is like what you think is pretty much a normal looking, if creepy, gnoll. And then you were fighting this skeletal gnoll. And this one looks like it's got like blood dripping from its mouth. And like from your previous role, you know that this one's called a gnoll flesh gnawer.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, its knees are made from the flayed bits of men.
And so this one, because it you trip, it heard you. So it is going to come at you.
I don't care that he's seen me at this point because I want to blow him away.
Hey everyone, it's Kat. Thanks so much for listening. We've got a couple more mini adventures coming up from Involo's Wake before we start up with an entirely original campaign. In the meantime, we'd love to hear from you. You can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. I want to give a big shout out to @crazyj or cj of 0d20.com, who recommended D20 Dames along with other diverse and inclusive podcasts. And also @witchychar, who says, look at all these awesome ladies. Thanks so much for the love. We're really glad you're enjoying what we're doing. If you like what you're hearing, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave a review on iTunes, and that will help other listeners discover this podcast. That's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.